You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with this week's rant. Gentlemen, sometimes you just have to stand up and take a bow because you're a man. Because we know no one's coming to save us. We know if we decide to actually do something and we're convicted to it, we're going to follow through with it. Now, speaking of conviction, I want to lay the foundation for this week's rant. And the foundation of this week's rant is Thanos and what he said. The hardest choices require the strongest wills. Now, how do I adapt that to men of today? Think about it. We live in an openly misandric world. When you have women who are allowed to get on social media and say things like this:
we need to kill all men.
I'm going to go ahead and say what no one else is willing to say. So if you're a lover girl or a mediocre man, go ahead and click off this video because you won't like it. Or you can cry in the comments. In order for us to achieve peace on planet Earth and get the things that we want to get out of this life, we're going to have to delete 90% of men.
Yes, gentlemen. We have women out here who are openly calling for our demise. Yet we as men, we still restrain ourselves. That is a very, very hard choice that men wake up every day and decide, yes, I'm going to go ahead and not go ape shit. I'm not going to put on the mask. I'm not just going to actively burn society down. That is what the collective of men decide to do. We make that choice every damn day. Now, notice I said we actively do not burn down society. We've not taken up arms. We've not decided, yep, it's screw fly solution time. Or, you know what? As I like to say, it's hockey mask time. The collective of men have not decided to do that, even though we all know restraint, like I said, is a choice that we as men collectively make every day. We still go out and build and maintain a society that openly hates us. We still protect a group of people who openly call for our demise. And the most fucked up part about it, these women are not punished for calling for our demise. And some people would say, oh man, you know, they're just letting off their emotions, blah, blah, blah. No. Mm-mm. These women, with what they said it with their chest. Now, I'm glad that they said it with their chest and put their face out there. However, these women should be made to face the consequences of what they have to say. Because believe you me, if it was men, if it was us who put our face out there and called for the offlining of women, the deletion of women, oh, we'd be canceled. We'd probably be thrown in jail. But once again, it's that whole, oh, women are just being emotional excuse that people love to extend to women. Yes, women are still extended grace from men. That just goes to show you who the actual loving gender truly is. Yeah. Yeah. However, with what this second woman had to say, what the black woman had to say about ending 90% of men, I would love to see that play out. I would love to see them attempt that. Now, of course, I went to our comment section and it was, yes, queen, slay. How do we start? But then here's the funniest part about it. When they said, how do we start this? She said, oh, petition the government. Yeah, yeah. Goes to show you, these women are incapable of thinking further down the line. But let's just say, the government decided, yep, we're going to go ahead and get rid of 90% of men. How is that going to happen? Do you honestly believe that the government is going to say, yep, we're going to go ahead and follow women's wishes and offline 90% of men, or send them away to Mars or something? Yeah, I would love to see that attempt, because men are not going to go quietly into the night like women think that we are. Yeah. Yeah. Our history won't let that happen. That is when hockey mask time, aka blood will flow. As I stated in my last rant, talking about the UK. Now she's talking worldwide. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think so. But that would be one hell of a spectacle, because we can look to Afghanistan once again. Once America pulled out, once America took its protection away from Afghanistan, the Taliban came in and they wrecked shop. Yeah, it was combat boots and ashy sandals for all the dissident women. They got put back in line real damn quick. Now, we over here in the West love to say, oh my God, that is so barbaric. Is it? Is it? See, the men of the past, the good actors, they had it right. We have to be in control of our household. Then, if you got more men in control of their households, you've got more men who will be in control of their neighborhood. Men in control of their neighborhoods, guess what? They're in control of their cities. Towns, cities, eventually, you see how far it spreads out, but it all starts at home. The nuclear family, which for all intents and purposes has been utterly decimated by feminism and the powers that be, which employ women to go against men. So, yeah, I find it very ironic. Both of these women are talking about they want to delete men, but who's going to do their dirty work for them? Because we know they're not going to go up with a straight up stand up fight. Oh, no, 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 no. They're not going to do that. Nope. Once again, manipulation of the system that men built, ironically, to keep women comfortable. Yeah. It's like the woman that I pointed out in my last rant, the woman who said she wants revenge. Revenge for what? Making the world so comfortable? Wow. I'm telling you, if men of the past could see just how far we've fallen, yeah, I think more extreme measures would have been taken to essentially keep women in their rightful place. But oh my God, oh, that's so misogynistic. I am so tired of hearing the word misogyny. We've gotten to the point that oh my God, if you disagree with a woman, you're a misogynist. Yet, women are allowed to be open misandrists. But once again, the weak man is definitely a major factor in this whole thing. Yes, the weak man. The man that will make excuses for women no matter what. Yes, gentlemen, there are actually male misandrists out there. There are men who hate themselves so much they decide they're going to hate men just to try to get in women's good graces. Yeah, once again, like the male feminist. But these women are so hell-bent on getting rid of us. Okay, let's just go ahead and have this gender war go hot. Let's do it. If y'all really feel that way, let's go ahead and get this done once and for all. But it's absolutely sad that these women have been so brainwashed into hating the very thing that keeps them safe. I say, you know what? Hands off. Let them have it. Let them suffer. If this is what they truly want, this goes back to my craziest dream. Women like her should be cast out of society. If you really hate men that much, okay, what's stopping you from leaving? Nothing. Hell, at least when men say that they want to leave, they have no problems going off into the woods. But, oh no, you can't do that as a man. No, you still need to come back and contribute your labor to this society and women who hate you. Oh, no. The most ironic thing. They called MGTOW, Red Pill, a separatist movement. Now, when you got a society that constantly says how bad you are, and you decide you want no part of it, isn't that giving society what it says it wants? But no, once again, we figured it all out. It was never about hating men. Well, it was about hating men, but it was also how can we extract that labor from the man that we hate? Even though that man says, hey, I'm going to go off into the woods. Nope, can't do that. Yeah, it's absolutely insane. But yeah, all in all, every single day, the collective of men wake up to this hostile society that we still build and maintain, to hostile women that we still protect and give grace to. And we make that choice every day not to just actively burn it down, not to take up arms, not to just go ahead and, you know, let the streets run red. Every day we don't do that. Why? Benevolence. Pure and simple. We men are very benevolent. But ladies, you're going to keep pushing. You're going to keep pushing. You're going to keep pushing. And one day, you're going to push us too damn far. Because when videos like Delete All Men go viral, yeah, there are a lot of men who are going to take that to heart. And when that day happens, there's going to be a lot of explosions. There's going to be a lot of men who finally just say enough is enough. They're going to snap. And then when the men finally snap and things start to go left, hey, don't look for the government to bail you out, because the government's going to be like, yeah, okay, our toy is being broken. So yeah, we're going to go ahead and let this play itself out. You want it, ladies. Eventually, you're going to get it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think about this entire society, this world, and women who openly are misandrist, who display open hatred for men, and the fact that we men haven't collectively decided, you know what, we're going to actively burn it down. Now, I kept saying actively because there's more than one way to resist. Sometimes I believe the system wanted men to actually go hot. Of course, it's going to release its monopoly on violence, but, you know, there have been a lot of revolutions in the past that the people have won. Especially nowadays, yeah, it will be a bloody event. But, like I said, the overwhelming collective of men restrain ourselves. You women, you really, really do not want us to unleash what we're capable of doing. Especially, you don't want us to unleash it toward you. Just saying. And with that being said, ladies, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. All this social power you think you have it because, believe it or not, we men allow you to have it. That can and will go out whenever we decide it. Feminism, which was the ultimate shit test for the male collective that we continue to fail every day, when we decide enough is enough, that will go out right along with it. As TFM always said in the past, feminism ends when men decide to end it. A la the men of Afghanistan. So yeah, you women, you truly do not understand just how thin the ice you're skating on truly is. And when men finally break, hey, it's game on. A la the men of Japan, who are literally fighting women in the streets now. Hey, keep pushing, ladies. Keep pushing. Ultimately, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am